You're listening to Archer Radio. Today is Tuesday, May 17th, 2005. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to all of my new listeners. I noticed on the feed count on the website that we're now up to 14. Yay. Welcome whoever the 14th person is for downloading and listening to the podcast. Hopefully you're not just downloading it, that you're actually listening to it. No matter how fucking boring it is. In any case, I welcome all the new listeners and welcome back the oldies but goodies. I wanted to talk about today this ruling by the Supreme Court yesterday that about wine sales, about buying wine. I saw it in the Washington Post. It's interesting because I was just talking yesterday about going to the wineries in Middleburg, Virginia, and sure enough, this lady who owns Swedenborg Vineyards, I guess it is, has had a lawsuit trying to make it possible for consumers out of state to buy wine directly from wine producers, small wine producers in other states without having to go through their state's rules and regulations, whatever. But anyway, the lady, Swedenborg Wineries, she had this lawsuit, and her winery is in Middleburg, Virginia. And we drove right by it on Sunday when the boyfriend and I went to the other wineries. And the interesting thing was that I remember him telling me as we were driving by, he's like, "Oh, we're not going to go to that winery. That lady's a mean old bitch, and she's not very nice to her customers." But yet, she's the one who had the lawsuit against, to change the laws. And actually, it's on the front page of the Washington Post today, and you can see the old bitch pointing to her vines and her winery. I did want to, for those of you who don't get the Washington Post, I just wanted to read these first couple paragraphs. It says, "The Supreme Court gave a boost to commerce between wineries and their far-flung customers yesterday, ruling that states that permit in-state vintners to sell directly to customers may not deny that right to out-of-state producers. Ruling that free interstate trade in wine trumps the state's rights to regulate alcohol sales, the court struck down New York and Michigan laws under which wineries from other states had to sell through state-licensed wholesalers, while local wineries could deal with lovers of the grape by phone and internet. This discrimination was an unconstitutional trade barrier," the court said. "The ruling could help reshape the nation's fast-growing $22 billion a year wine business. It gives consumers in some of the largest wine markets in the country the right to buy wine directly from thousands of small producers that previously could not meet the state's conditions." Now, what that means is that if you live in, Kansas, and you really like this one Virginia wine, you can buy directly from the winery without having to go through your state's wholesalers, which I thought was it's a good thing. It's a good boost for not just Virginia wineries, but wineries all over the country who have these who have people who just want to sell or just want to buy, a case of wine here, a case of wine there, and don't want to have to go through their wholesalers to get it. I think that would be a boost to Virginia wines, because we've been trying to, well, not me, but, I'm sure that there have been wineries trying to sell to their consumers, out of state, and this will help. So, I thought that was very interesting, and I thought it was very timely that I was just driving by that exact same winery on Sunday, and the boyfriend said, "Yeah, we're not going to stop there, because that's an old bitch." But, I just had to talk about that. I didn't write down a list of things I want to talk about, so I'm just going to sit here on the couch and rattle on about shit. It was actually a very nice day today. The sun was out all day, and didn't get too hot, maybe in the low 70s, maybe 70, 71, something like that. But it was very nice, and of course I was so tired. I got up this morning, the alarm woke me up this morning, and I was just like, oh, I do not want to get out of bed. I just want to lay here and just stay under the covers and just sleep. But no, I got my ass out of bed and got moving. And I swear, it takes me so long to wake up. I know some people can get up like an hour before they have to be at work and, you know, get right to it and shit, shower, and shave and be out the door in time to get to work. But I move slowly in the morning, especially when I'm by myself. If there was somebody else here, I'm sure I would move quicker and get into a routine. But I just move so slowly. Literally, I get up 2 hours before I walk out the door to go to work. Well, it's like an hour and 50 minutes. And I like to check the email. I like to check the latest headlines. I like to watch the news, eat my breakfast, take a shower. I mean, I just move pretty slowly in the morning. And I don't like to be rushed. So this morning I was just like, oh, I just want to lay in bed. I can't wait for the days when I can do that, which won't be much longer. What else was I going to talk about? Oh, I was going to talk about, it's been about a week and a half, well, a week and 2 days. I bought a loaf of bread, and, I've been buying this bread for a while, and I've been keeping it out, like not in a bread box, but just like on the counter, and it was starting to, mold really fast, and the boyfriend told me that, well, it's because you're keeping it on the counter and you're not using it fast enough. So he said, put it in the refrigerator. So this last loaf I bought, I put it in the refrigerator, and literally within a week it was moldy. I mean, literally some mold was like growing all the way through the whole loaf of bread. It's not like I could salvage a piece or two. The whole damn loaf was moldy, which really pissed me off. I don't know, because my house isn't that moist, so I don't know why. And plus, it was in the refrigerator, so I don't know why it would be molding so fast. And it's not, and I don't eat white bread anymore. I used to be just a white bread person, but now I like this Roman meal. What is it? 100%. I don't even know the name of it. 12 grains, 7 grains, something like that. I like it because it has 5 grams of fiber per slice. And you know, the older you get, the more fiber you need. And I need all the fiber I can get. So, anyway, I was pissed off that loaf of bread was all moldy in such a short time. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, I watched, because, you know, I taped Desperate Housewives and Grey's Anatomy last night, and next Sunday is the season finale of both shows. But I watched Desperate Housewives, and man, that it's getting good. That final episode's going to be really good. I don't know if you guys watch it, but you know, I follow these ladies and all the other people from the show, and just love keeping up on the story and finding out, you know, who knows what and who's looking on into what, and it's just, I just get hooked on it. Same thing with Grey's Anatomy. The Sandra Oh, the one character I really like, who's from the movie Sideways, is pregnant, and we don't know what she's going to do with her baby, if she's going to abort it or have it. So it'll be interesting to see. Last night, on the show, on Sunday's episode, she scheduled an abortion, but who knows if she'll actually go through with it. We will have to see. And that actually makes me I just started thinking about, these TV shows. Why do so many people get hooked on television shows? And I don't know why, because, you know, consistently week after week, probably, 25 million people watch Desperate Housewives every week. And it's like, why do we get ourselves hooked on television? And I'm wondering if it has to do with, you know, people's lives that you see on TV are much more interesting than your own. The drama that is consistently on the show is definitely more than my life. And actually, I would have to say that I would not want that kind of drama in my life. I prefer to live a drama-free life and a stress-free life at that. But I think people are just drawn to the drama that that these writers create in these women's lives. I mean, and consistently, week after week, there's big things happening. Like last night, I should keep saying last night, but the episode was on Sunday, but I taped it and watched it last night. And what's her name? I can't think of her name. What is her name? Okay, there's Bree. There's Terry Hatcher's character. God, I can't think of the names. Why can't I think of the names? I watch the show all the time. Anyway, it's the little model lady who's married to the Hispanic man. I guess she's Hispanic too, but she told Carlos and what is her name? Damn it. Anyway, she told him that she's pregnant and that it may not be his baby. And that got him all mad. And then he went to, he followed her, which means he, his little thing on his wrist or his ankle was alerting the authorities that he was running. So he went to follow her, and she went to the lawn care guy's, I can't think of his name either, apartment. But his gay roommate was there. And so when Carlos went in there, he started beating up the gay roommate, and was totally the wrong guy. And turns out that he beat up a gay cable guy before, when he thought she was having an affair with him. And I thought that was sad. But actually, seeing the gay character, I thought, oh, we might have some drama here, some gay drama here at the end of the season. Maybe the other kid will get out of that what is he in? Some kind of teenage rehab. I don't know what it is, but maybe he'll get out of there and have some gay drama with the guy's roommate. Who knows? But it sounds like the last show's going to be good, and you know I'll be watching. And and Grey's Anatomy, of course, going to be good. And I thought last night when it was Sunday's episode, was really good, because Meredith kept on Patrick Dempsey's character's case about him not letting her in terms of knowing more about him. Literally the whole show, she's like, well, what's your favorite color, and what's your family like, and all this stuff. And then finally, at the very last scene, he took her somewhere, and it looked like they were in a park, but it turns out that he owns all this land, and he's got a trailer sitting on it, and he told her all these things, you know, like, my favorite color is this, my sister is this, my family is, you know, he rattled off all these things, and finally let her in a little bit. So that's developing nicely. So yeah, I'm still hooked on TV, but I don't know what I'm going to do now, because Survivor's over, The Amazing Race is over, and next week Desperate Housewives and Grey's Anatomy is over. What am I going to watch on TV? I might actually have to start watching my pay channels again, because I'm sure enough spending enough money on that, you think I should watch it some more. Speaking of pay channels, they have most of the movies anyway. I got a Blockbuster card from somebody at work, and I don't even belong to Blockbuster. I don't rent movies anymore. I certainly don't rent videos, but it was $15, so I could use it to buy videos. And I was really hoping to find Mommy Dearest, but nobody has Mommy Dearest. You have to order it online, but I don't want to order just one movie, so I'm going to wait until I have some more choices lined up. But so I went to Blockbuster, my local Blockbuster, and I couldn't find shit on the shelves to buy. They have terrible choices, but I did end up buying. They have this deal where you buy two, get one free. So I was just looking through the shelves, and I couldn't find anything. I wanted to use this. Oh, excuse me. How awful. Forgive me, boyfriend, because I know you don't like that. Anyway, I was talking about videos. DVDs, I should say. And I couldn't find shit on the shelves to buy, so I, first of all, I picked out De Lovely with Kevin Kline and Ashley Judd. When it came out, I was kind of interested in seeing it, but I didn't want to pay at the theater. So I bought that, and then I was like, there is nothing on these shelves that I am even remotely interested in. But I did see some titles that I thought were, at least one of them was funny at the time that it was out. It was Anchorman with Will Ferrell. So I bought that. I know it's going to be stupid and I'll probably, you know, kick myself for buying it, but I bought that. And then I bought, which was only $7, is the movie Saved with Mandy Moore and Macaulay Culkin. I'd heard a lot about this, but I hadn't seen it. So I decided I would get that too. So with the gift card, I ended up only spending $12 on three DVDs. I thought that was a deal. Even if I don't even like them, you can't beat $12 for three DVDs. So I bought them. Haven't watched them yet, but I will at some point. Oh, I'm tired. I should go to bed early tonight. Oh, crap. The microphone's on the chair. Oops. I just rolled over the cord. Hopefully that didn't fuck it up. Oh, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. But it's only 5:30 in the afternoon, or early evening, whatever you want to say. So it's way too early to go to bed. Oh, you know what I should do? I should do another movie clip thing. That's what I'm going to do. So let's play a movie clip and have Guess the Movie Time. You know how it works. You listen to the movie clip, and then you email me or voicemail me or comment on the webpage and tell me what the name of the movie is. Now, this will be probably not as well known of a movie as the last one. Actually, which one should I do? Yeah, I think I'll do that one, because maybe two people I know might know the movie. And it's a really short clip. So anyway, here's the video clip or audio clip. Listen to it. If you can name the movie, let me know. You're not going to win anything. Just the joy of knowing that you're the one who guessed it. So here's the video, or here's the audio clip, and I'll be back in a second.
You've got a weird sense of humor.
Try again, I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it. You can still climb in that kitty car and take a hike, unless you can fight better than you can drive.
Did you recognize that video clip, or that audio clip? I hope so. Now, of course, you need to get yourself on the email and send me an email telling me what the movie is. Excuse me. So, how long have you been recording? Oh, only 17 and a half minutes. What else would you like to talk about? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I give up. Well, I think we'll have to just end the podcast for now. And, of course, email me, comment, voicemail. And if you haven't already, vote for me on PodcastAlley.com. I keep saying it. I want to get off the bottom of the list, but I'm still on the bottom of the list. Actually, let me check this very second to see where we are on the list. PodcastAlley.com. And it should be loading. Come on. This is so slow. Usually my stuff just pops up really fast, but this is slow today. I know my feed is still working, so... I don't know. Okay, this is taking too long. Let's quit and try it again. Oh, did you hear? At least for those of you who are Mac fans, that already Apple has updated 10.4 to 10.4.1. They did an update that fast, literally 2 weeks into it, and they've already updated it. Pretty amazing. I downloaded that this morning and didn't have any problems. Aw, Podcast Alley site is down for maintenance. That sucks. Why is it down for maintenance at this time of day? Oh, that's just plain stupid. Well, I'll just have to check back later. Oh, Homer just left me a message, a little comment on the webpage that says, Archer, maybe you can find me a boyfriend. Homer, sweetheart, You live out in Tucson. I couldn't find your boyfriend from here. You ought to know better than that. But if I know of anyone you know, I will send them your way. Speaking of listener email and comments, I got an email from one of my favorite listeners, Peter, and he wants to know, okay, Peter, here's your answer. He wants to know what music was playing in the last podcast for most of it. Well, Peter, that music was Jim Brickman and the, what is it? The album name is Picture This. Let me just check this to be sure. Yes, Jim Brickman, Picture This. Okay. And maybe I'll put a link on the blog to a CD on the, maybe Amazon or something. I don't know. I have to figure out how I can instantly play music while I'm recording. But I'll have to figure that out. Anyway, so Peter, the album was Picture This by Jim Brickman. And again, thank you for being one of my favorite listeners. You and Home are the only two. Well, no, I guess there's been some others. But and Beth listens every once in a while. Anyway. Enough of that. Let's close the podcast out for today and tune in again another day and check your feed to see if I've posted one. Maybe tomorrow, maybe Thursday. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye. We'll be right back.